Moncrief on News Talk.
Here's a certainty. Go round any graveyard on this planet and you won't see a single headstone reading, "I wish I'd gone to more meetings." Because there are a few experiences when you become more aware of your mortality, of precious time ticking away, more than sitting in some anonymous meeting room listening to someone drone on. Why in the workplace do we have so many of them? Margaret E. Ward is CEO of the Clear Eye Leadership Consultancy. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Hi, Sean. Thanks very much for having me on today.
What is the mindset of having more meetings? And my sense is that in most organisations, the higher up you are, the more meetings you go to, which I suspect means they do less work than anyone else.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think all meetings should be banned. And then you should sit down and think about, do we really need a meeting or can this go on project management software? And some companies did ban meetings. A few years ago, Shopify, they banned all meetings and they said, we're not having any more meetings until you can justify them. So, like, look, you should really only go to a meeting if you're thinking up new ideas, if you need to connect with your colleagues on something. They really need to be strategic and well-planned. Otherwise, they are such a waste of time. Like, we all have colleagues who just drone on and on. They have nothing new to say, endless PowerPoints. I mean, it really is just a great way to try and kill your colleagues with boredom.
Yeah. So then, what I don't understand, though, other than I just want to bore everybody and I don't really want to do any work, why would people, and we probably all know people who love having meetings?
Some people just like to hear themselves talk, Sean. They really do. Like, they really do. And I think some people feel that that is power. You know, I have the power to bring somebody in a room, a captive audience. They can't leave. They need to listen to me drone on. It makes me feel important. Whereas, you know, there are really specific roles in meetings. You need a chair. That's the person who's in charge of the time. They're in charge of the content. They send out an agenda in advance so everybody knows why they're there. They've read everything. And you go, this is the purpose of this meeting. It is going to be 15 minutes long. This is what we need to decide on. Or this is what we need to, you know, connect and collaborate on. Mm. You know, a meeting is about human connection. That's powerful. Of course, we need that kind of a meeting. We don't need the kind of a meeting where nothing new is discussed, nothing is decided. Like, throw those all in the bin.
Okay, so say if you're in a workplace where there's a regular Monday morning meeting, you mightn't necessarily need that at all.
Right. So a lot of meetings in the work that I do, it's like, I call it the good boy or good girl meeting. Right. So you show up Monday morning. So what did everybody do last week? And you're trying to improve, you know, impress mommy or daddy. Well, this is what I took off my to-do list. I mean, that is not the appropriate use of a meeting. That all should go onto project management software or emails or quick discussions. You should be focused then on where are we now? What are we doing next? What do we need to talk about in terms of strategic planning or, you know, being creative on something? Or are there burning issues that we need to talk about? Are we losing clients? Are we losing reach? Are we losing money? You know, do we need to innovate? Like, those are exciting reasons to bring a bunch of people together. Like, we're human beings. We're not robots.
Yeah.
So have a good plan for that. Really think about, do we need this meeting? Do you really need it? And what's its purpose? How long should it be? Keep it to time and make sure everybody has an opportunity to speak as well. Usually in meetings, two people do most of the talking. That means 80% of the brain power in that room is lost.
Yeah. A few people texting in as well about having any other business on the agenda. That they're saying that's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I would say you need to handle that with care. Any other business and somebody, you know, say, look, you just have 2 minutes. And if we don't have time to discuss it this time, we can put it on the agenda the next time and we'll talk about that. Then that means as the chair, you can have a side conversation with that person. You've let them know you only have 2 minutes to talk about this. If it's totally irrelevant and it's just somebody bringing something up again, they can have a chat with them later and just say, look, that's really not appropriate for this meeting. Or yes, let's talk about it next time in a structured way. You can come in and do a presentation or whatever the solution might be.
Yeah. So in the normal course of a week, now I know it's difficult to jeopardize depending on what one's job is. There mightn't be any necessity for meetings. If you want, you know, if you have a question for your boss, just go and ask him a question. Except
exactly.
You can't find them because they're at a meeting.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, really, I would say get rid of all of them and then just look at what's essential. You know, what we should do is be working, not going to meetings talking about work. It's such a time suck. And it's just like, oh, well, this is what we've always done. But we have technology now that means you don't have to do that. You can put it on your project management software. You can do it on instant messaging in your company if you can't get the boss. You know, ping them. Sometimes you can get a better answer that way. Everything depends on the industry that you're in and the nature of it. You know, like we wouldn't want to say to doctors, for example, oh, just stop having all those patient meetings every week. You know, you need that to be a doctor. So you have to think about the industry. But again, what is it? What is the purpose of this? And I also think people should make a decision and go, I don't really need to be at that meeting. And just say, I don't need to be at that meeting. Review your own meetings and have a discussion with the person running it. Be like, look, thanks for inviting me, but I don't really think it's a good use of my time to go there. Why don't you let me know about the outcomes by sending me the notes? I'll read them afterwards. Start disinviting yourself to meetings that are not necessary.
But you run a consultancy, so you probably have to go to meetings all the time.
I do, but there's a purpose. You know, it's usually to come up with an idea for them, to sell them something, to update them on a project that, you know, I can't do by email. It's facilitating meetings. So it's stuff like being creative. Well, let's talk about developing an innovative new project, or what's your 5-year strategy? Like, you need people in the room for that. That's about collaboration and innovation and creativity, all things that human beings can do.
Margaret, thanks a million. As ever, that was Margaret E. Ward there, CEO of Clear Eye Leadership Consultancy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.